from your home for dashers and dancers
and live audio,
leg lamps and fiction, live from Studio A. This really is live today, isn't it?
It is.
This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How we doing?
Well, until about 2 minutes ago, I was doing really well.
Yep. Turns out if you were listening during the morning, you might have heard some banter from us because there's a button that says live, and we pushed it. I did. My producer. Nice work. Nice
Failing
to see you
miserably.
Again. This is what happens when we don't practice.
Yeah. At least we're recording this
morning. Yeah, baby steps, man. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's been a full darn week. Haven't seen you.
Week and a half.
It has been. Yeah. Too long. Something like that. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Christmas is good. Holiday's nice for you.
So far, so good.
You look festive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to believe it's Friday, but it most certainly is. Look, traffic, nothing. Weather, nothing. It's nice. Sports, what happened? Anything good?
A few things.
Sure, yeah.
Did you watch some football yesterday?
I watched a ton of football yesterday from...
On the Netflix?
I did. I watched... This was that weekend where I warned the family, there's a ton of sports on, and I'm not at work, so you're going to be watching a lot of sports. So, yep, yesterday we did... NBA basketball with the animated, they do on the Disney broadcast.
Oh, sure.
So there was, you know, Mickey and Minnie and whatnot making dunks. So that was kind of a fun way. I actually got all of the people in my house at the same time
watching
pro basketball.
Wow.
Right?
Good
yep.
Job.
Yep. Everybody had a character to root for, and they got through two quarters before they realized they're not NBA fans. But they sat down. They did a good job, the Disney, with... Making my family sit down in front of the television and absorb the sports. So that was great.
Good.
And then we got NFL games at early and often and all day yesterday, right?
There was three games.
You got, we'll start with the easy one. We'll go with the one that actually meant something to somebody here. That Vikings and Lions game was a really good game. Ended up a really good NFL game if you like some defense.
A lot of defense.
There was a ton of vaunted Vikings defense all over the place. They had, I want to say it was five turnovers.
Six.
Six turnovers.
Yes.
Really, really, I mean, looked a complete team.
Yeah.
They beat a Lions team, which was officially eliminated from the playoffs, which I wouldn't have guessed.
Yep.
At any point in the season, would I have guessed the Detroit Lions would have been eliminated from the playoffs? They were, for a while, best team in football for a hot second.
Yep.
They lost a lot of assistant coaches. They got a lot of injuries.
Yep.
And just like that, the team that won the division last year with like 14 wins is going to be out of the playoffs. And it's a weird turnover because that Lions team is, for all intents and purposes, the same players. Won 14 games, missing two coaches. Their offensive and defensive coordinator both became head coaches last year. You wouldn't think it made a huge difference.
Well, I also think their starting center retired too.
That makes Rick, a huge. Rick, that's a big deal. Yep, those are three sort of unseen, you know, cornerstones for a franchise. Are those spots?
Now the offense on both teams.
Yes.
Meh.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, and I can't believe I'll say this out loud, to defend the Minnesota Vikings, they are on their at least third string quarterback for the year, right? It went J.J., Carson Wentz, and now Max Brosmer, he won, you know? Carson Wentz was two wins, three losses.
You want to know a stat? You like numbers?
I am a numbers guy. What do you got?
I don't know if you heard this or not. Max Brosmer.
Sure, yeah.
First quarterback in NFL history.
I love those stats.
Seven sacks and less than 70 yards passing and still won the game.
Takes the win.
First time that's ever happened.
That's a fun stat. I don't know what that tells you about.
We had three net passing yards.
That's amazing.
The whole game.
That's a remarkable victory. Especially they were missing Aaron Jones.
No.
He
was in there.
Okay. There must have been part of the game that I saw he wasn't in because I saw a lot of Ty Chandler.
Yep.
But so they, I guess Kevin O'Connell put together a game plan. Brian Flores put together a defensive game plan that still allows for a victory, knowing full well that your quarterback is not great. they having those skill positions, because I did see the touchdown to Jordan Addison.
Yep.
Man, that guy's impressive.
Yep.
When you have targets like that, it certainly makes you look better. Justin Jefferson comes up clutch at the end of the game on a third down play that really sealed it for him. But three, negative three or three positive? Either
three
one.
Positive yards.
Three pass. Positive yards for the game, which I guess that takes off sack numbers, that takes off maybe fumble numbers, that takes... But, you know, I
seven
guess
seven sacks. I'll take that.
A win is a win. I saw that they were missing their starting. Was it center? They were their center had had a concussion again
Darisaw's
for the third time.
Out. Yeah, Ryan Kelly's out with a sixth concussion in his career.
That's a tough signing. That makes you sort of doubt why you would sign a guy like that to begin with. But yeah, no, I've noticed Christian Darisaw has appeared on the injury report pretty much every week.
He hasn't been healthy all year. You know, and I think he just. They should have, in hindsight, probably just let him sit and just get healthy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is what it is.
So a win's a win.
Yep.
It keeps you out of the basement of the NFC
it
North for a year.
Detroit out of the playoffs.
I mean, that's a win. Like that's a big victory, right? If you're the Vikings,
well, considering
you're looking
last
for
year.
You're looking for silver linings. You're looking for what did we do?
Yep.
If you're a fan of the Vikings, I'm guessing it's beating the Packers.
Yep.
Really matters. And keeping a team out of the playoffs like the Lions, who I'm guessing had success against you for the last couple of years. They've won a lot of games.
We beat them twice this year.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, it doesn't really, I still think their starting quarterback, the Minnesota Vikings starting quarterback room is the worst in the division. Pretty sure their running back room is the worst in the division.
Probably.
Their offensive line has struggled.
Struggled. That's nice.
That's thank you.
You're being nice.
Optimism
about that
one. is part of what you do sometimes. Yeah. It. So where does that really rank you at the end of the as we're kind of wrapping up?
I mean,
what happened this year?
You know, what did I say? If we knew it, known full well that JJ being the rookie that he is,
sure,
redshirted last year essentially. You know what I say? If we were at 500 for the end of the year,
yep,
I'd be content.
And that you're going to be close.
But it was all about JJ to see what he had. The kid's been injured.
So you're no closer to knowing. You actually know more.
A little bit. I mean.
About Max Brosmer as a quarterback. You know more about him than you do about J.J. McCarthy. Because you think J.J. McCarthy is going to be a legit, bona fide starter.
Yeah.
Max Brosmer has shown himself to be a capable backup in the two parts
he's. You know, like any backup.
Yeah.
The more experience they have, the better they are, you know.
Because Max Brosmer has as much experience as J.J. McCarthy now.
Not really.
Getting in the quarterback room, right? Like, they've both played about, what, three starts?
Seven.
Okay. So what does that tell you? If you're going to rank, okay, this was an A season for the Vikings. We talked about at the beginning of the year was
C,
a playoff.
C minus,
incomplete? Are you going to just?
Really?
Okay. So what do you do in the off season to walk into this new season, like, ready with some optimism and to not think, well, I guess we're the fourth best team in the division.
No, they're third best team.
They are third best. I don't believe that Detroit stays down for very long. I think they have way too much talent, coaching, offensive and defensive wise. I just do. Their team is loaded with.
They got a lot of contracts coming up though too.
Sure
so
do. Yeah, they've drafted well,
yep,
which means you got to eventually pay those guys.
Yep.
But I think if you were going to rank them up, I'm not super, super comfortable putting the Bears at the top of the division, but I don't – I guess I should start getting there, shouldn't I? Should I start thinking –
The Bears are what the Commanders were last year.
Sure. I mean, the Bears are what the entire – they've done it exactly how you should. If you put a blueprint together for how to finally develop a franchise,
right,
they've checked all the boxes. They've got the number one pick. They've made huge trades to gut their team. They've got young skill position players, brand new coach,
coaches.
They've drafted like they've somehow done it correctly, and I don't know if
after doing it for so long,
so poorly.
Yeah,
I don't in my life since the Bears have always sort of been the bottom of the barrel in the NFC. Well, no, the Lions were too.
Yep,
there's
are
just
worse.
There's just never been a time where our Packers or your Vikings have been the worst team in the division.
I mean, we'd have to go back years.
Before,
years.
Yes, years.
Before Favre.
Yeah, no, way too
before
long.
Before 98 for me.
Before Randall Cunningham's is. You'd have to go back to the Wade Wilson days if you were looking for the bottom of the Yeah.
I remember a kid being in those years.
I remember very distinctly the Lindy Infante Tony Mandrich days of the Green Bay Packers. That was rough. Luckily, that didn't last for very, very long. Right. Since then, they've just continually churned out enough infrastructure, enough the floor for those two teams is about 9 wins. So going into the offseason, if you're the Vikings, you're not tanking for a quarterback. Unfortunately.
No.
You're getting J.J. McCarthy. You've got 2 wide receivers.
J.J. gets one more year.
You've got a tight end that's supposed to be legit. You've got a well-paid offensive line with some first-round picks hanging out in it.
A lot of those contracts are one-year deals. So
are you? So you're really going to be flipping it over just like this year again. You need all the things you did last year.
And hoping that 2 of our normal starters that we drafted are going to start this year or
and
next year.
Maybe you'll see a running back room changed up
a little bit. That's going to probably happen.
I think Jones is on his way out. That feels...
You know, but the problem with someone like Aaron Jones, he's a leader.
Yeah.
You know, he's that guy. He's that spark in that room.
Sure.
They'll give him one more year just because to have him in that room to help. Maybe we draft a running back, which I don't think we'll do. Well, we might.
You could. You could use one. I mean, you most certainly could.
There's a couple in that draft.
Because if you're not, like I've said before, if you're not entering a draft looking for a quarterback.
If you're not first, you're last.
Yeah. Yes, exactly right. You are looking for specific spots on that roster.
So
to
it'll be O-line. Harrison Smith's probably going to retire. And he'll probably go into a coaching position right away.
Had a great play, by the way. He played really, really well. I like watching some Harrison Smith. I didn't realize when they talked about numbers for him. Like one of the best
Hall of Fame.
It didn't register until they talked about he's one of 3 defensive players. He gets 40 interceptions and 20 sacks.
Yeah, he gets one more interception and he'll hit that 40-20 club.
Yeah, with guys like Charles Woodson. Like that's a Hall of Famer.
I mean, the things that he's still doing at 30, it'll be 37, I think, in 2 weeks.
Okay, that is the end of the line, unless you're Philip Rivers, unless you're a 45-year-old quarterback.
So offseason's going to be interesting to see what they do. I'm sure, obviously, like I said, the O-line probably, it depends if Flores stays.
So I say, you're not looking for a head coach. You're probably feeling like you could be looking for a defensive coach.
I still see him doing all these interviews saying that, he's building something special, which he is, for that defense, and he wants to stay.
All right, well, then keep him, because just like the Packer, you get a guy. Once you find a coordinator, keep him. Just keep him, because what else are you going to do?
Pay him.
Yeah, right. Because it doesn't come out of a salary cap. That comes out of the owner's pocket, so the owner has to step up and sign a check. These are professional check signers. They can cut him. They can get him on the team.
Right.
So the Vikings looking at no big changes. You're really hoping for health.
Yes.
At that point.
Yeah, really. I mean, everybody was unhealthy.
Yeah.
Including JJ.
And when your quarterback is hurt, it trickles down to everybody else. Yep. Your wide receivers don't look good. Your offensive line doesn't look good. Your defense is on the field too much. And it results in a team that wins 7 games on the year. Eight.
Possibly 9. We're playing your Green Bay Packers next week at home.
That's a big game for the Vikings. And the Packers need it.
Yeah, because the Packers are already pretty much clinched.
With the Lions losing last night, the Packers have all but clinched. But you can't go into the playoffs limping.
No.
Like, you got to be on
which
the ball.
Which you're going to be.
They don't have a bye. They're going to be playing on the road in the playoffs. You need to win against an inferior team that the Vikings, on paper, they are. You got to win these games. These are big time moments.
The only thing that's really disappointing is that our defense is looking that good. I mean, that's a top 5 defense yesterday.
And they were playing against a top 5 offense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact that they're not going to be in the playoffs really sucks.
Tells you just how bad their offense truly was when your quarterback is ranked amongst the worst quarterbacks starting of all time.
But 4 wins in a row. I mean,
that is something.
I mean, compared to where we were at.
It's too bad it's too little too late, but, you know, because I'm sure part of you as the draft guy, as the wait till next year guy, it's better to have a top 5 pick than it is a top 15 pick just based on talent. If you need that offensive lineman, if you need that defensive lineman, if you need that cornerback, wide receiver, whatever it is, you want to be
up. The thing, though, I think this draft, listening to this professional guys, this is a pretty deep for those
sure.
Not just a quarterback. I think it's only like 2 or 3 quarterbacks.
Getting into
really,
that 30th to 60th pick.
Like, there's a lot of deep. I mean, your second round picks are going to be really valuable, I think, this year.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's going to be draft. It's going to be see what they do for offseason. what they're going to do for, I mean, obviously JJ and Max, because they're on rookie deals.
Yeah.
They'll stay on the team.
At least your quarterback room is settled. I mean, it's not elite.
This week, they brought in Brett Rippon again.
Oh,
he's back. As a third string.
Very nice. Well, no. I mean, Green Bay's doing the same thing. Green Bay is now cycling through its third quarterback. They might be looking at a third quarterback. Was it Clayton?
It just needs that. We need that veteran. I don't know if it's Carson Wentz necessarily,
but somebody like a Carson Wentz.
No, I mean, no, I don't.
Carson you don't want Wentz. That, no.
I mean, I saw a quote in an interview saying that after he got injured, he says, "I don't know what it takes, what I have to do, but I want to stay." He grew up.
Oh, that's right. He's a
Minnesota
upper Midwest. Yes. He went to North Dakota State. Right. He's a fan of the.
He's one of those that he saw him when he was a kid with the jersey.
So
he grew up watching the Vikings. He loved it. I mean, the fact that he got to go there this season and be a part of the team.
He can be at a stage in his career where he knows he's not going to be a franchise guy.
He said he'll take league minimum just to stay on the team.
Okay. Well, so they've got their veteran sitting around. Okay. You know,
he's not a bad guy. I mean,
he's not a winning quarterback anymore, but. You got to have a guy, like you said, develops culture, keeps people accountable.
Maybe we trade for Joe Burrow.
I mean, I saw that as a rumor.
I saw that several times.
I mean, because then you'd match it. You'd get Justin Jefferson with Joe Burrow again. That's a big – those types of trades in the NFL, they just don't happen.
The Bengals don't make that happen.
Right. Yeah, and the Vikings, as much as they would want that and push that and push that.
But still, it's still doing that because his salary is 50-plus.
Right.
So that once again, you're back to why, you know, we could have just said
you could have had Sam Darnold instead. Yeah, so you don't normally make those trades, but they do look – they're fun to kind of piece together and kind of imagine.
Especially after what Joe Burrow has said in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he seemed like he was going to retire anyway. Why don't I just let him retire? That was 15 minutes about the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I know.
That happened, man. That is when we're live and we don't get a chance to pause this, it was just hard to stop or just swear to cut the tape. Yeah, we end up just talking Vikings talk, which is – stunning. We're going to talk about the – what do you want to do? You want to talk Packers real quick?
I thought you were going to talk more year in a review.
We'll skip Packers then. We'll say – because we all watched the game the other day. Packers are great. Go Packers. You know,
I mean, we can do a year in a review next week.
I suppose. All right. So we'll talk Packers going in. They won, which was –
where do they play this week?
Ravens.
Oh, you got
we're going on Saturday night.
You lose that game?
I mean, that's the thing. The Packers going into these last 3 weeks, we'll call it, the win against the Bears. You need this Ravens game coming up. The Ravens are essentially out of the playoffs.
Yep.
But as far as a roster talent goes, they're as talented as anybody in football.
Yeah, there's something going on there.
Ton of injuries. Quarterback play really subpar. But they're a Super Bowl at the beginning of the year. They had arguably the most talented roster, 1-52, in the whole league.
But the last 3 years, they've only won a total, 5 years? Since they have a Lamar.
Yes.
3 times. They've been to the playoffs.
It almost feels like a Dan Marino situation. If you remember when he played for the Dolphins back, putting up great numbers, but they weren't successful.
Right.
Even though they had a great coach in Don Shula. Even though they, this Ravens team, talent is, but. Yeah, the Packers should win this one, right? Like, if you're looking to secure the playoffs, you're looking to make your mark.
It's all about momentum going into the playoffs.
Correct.
You know, this so is if they lose,
there's a risk that the Packers on set, because it's a Saturday game, not a Sunday. It's been a weird couple weeks of scheduling in the NFL because you've got a lot of ramp ups of Saturday games, you've got holiday games, you've got Monday games. I think the Thursday games are done.
I think so.
But the schedule for here through the rest of the year just gets, pay attention. It's on every day just about. But Saturday night, settle in. Packers need this one. Lamar Jackson's probably playing for the Ravens. He's must-see TV.
Hasn't
practiced all week. Jordan Love is injured.
Oh, is he really?
Jordan Love is injured. Concussion protocol. Oh. Malik Willis came in to back him up.
He looked good.
Looked good enough. Got himself a shoulder or knee injury, which may keep him out.
Oh.
So Packers are looking at, they've elevated their practice squad quarterback, Clayton Toon.
Ooh.
Former fifth-round pick of the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, look at that.
As their backup quarterback. If Malik Willis and or Jordan Love can't go, You know, Packers are going to be in the same spot as the Vikings.
Yeah.
As a lot of teams looking to figure out their quarterback room, you know, this is Matt LaFleur's thing. He's a quarterback whisperer. He is a developer of quarterbacks. So you got to go into this game winning with a game plan that makes sense. I've seen a lot of Packer game where you're, as a fan, you question this play calling. You're like, really, another wide receiver screen? Fantastic. Another odd motion play where it's...
Oh, look, there's Jordan 2. Oh, interception.
Yeah, you're watching look at that guy dropping the football again. That Savion,
Christian Watson's out.
it's becoming familiar, but... I mean, so is pulling out these wins. They feel like if this is a playoff team, and they should be, because you look at the talent, they need these wins. This is a win against the Ravens, puts you, I believe, guarantees your playoff spot.
Yeah, they are in.
They are in the playoffs when Detroit lost yesterday.
Yes,
and then the week after, you ramp it up to finish it off with Vikings at the Metrodome, right?
Right.
Again, it's the. For the Vikings, those are the...
You know what?
Beat your... In your down year, you got to beat your rival. Right. Man, that carries it over for the whole year. It was the same thing we've talked about last year. The Bears had to do this when they were struggling, but at least they beat the...
Yeah. Packers are 9-5-1.
Correct.
And Vikings and Lions are 8-8.
I mean, this is kind of where at the beginning of the year when we were talking, what do you think these records end up being?
We thought the Bears are going to be last.
We completely flipped the teams around.
Yeah.
We were like, yeah, the Bears could win 8 games this year.
Yeah.
Turns out the Bears have won, what, 11 or 12?
11 right now.
And they are legit winning these games. They are on an upswing. They've got talent. They've got a scheme. They've got a fan base. And they really do have, come playoff time, a home field advantage.
Still not going to matter.
I know they're the Bears, but we say that, but also every year there's somebody like the Texans a couple of years ago,
Commanders last year
that they just put it all together with a new coach, has got them pointed in the right direction. I mean, and like the Commanders last year, like they won on a Hail Mary, they won on some odd plays. Yep. The Bears have done it
pretty
convincingly.
There
aren't a lot of flukes in that one. Like I said, I talking about how excited you should be to be a Bears fan feels weird. Yeah. But
so still better Packers, than being a Packers fan.
I don't not really. Hall of Fame quarterbacks.
It doesn't matter on the NFC
a
because
complete lack of Christian Ponder on these Packers teams. You know what I'm saying?
That's great. Touché. It doesn't matter. The Rams are gonna win the NFC anyway. I mean, at
sure.
this point. The
way they do. It's not exciting. They're not a fun pick because Matthew Stafford is pretty old and they've done it before and yada yada. But it does seem to flow right through.
I mean, in the
Los Angeles.
NFC
again.
West, you got Seahawks in the first place at 12, and they're number one, I believe. Rankings-wise, then you have 49ers and Rams, both 11. The 49ers, I just want to touch on this. They, as unhealthy and injured as Minnesota is,
sure, yeah,
they're worse.
Much worse.
And they're doing really good.
And they've also got a unique opportunity, the 49ers do, if they can win their division. Not only will they host a playoff game, but they won't have to leave their home stadium because the Super Bowl is also in San Francisco. They could spend a month after the season hanging
out.
That
never works out because remember that year in Minnesota?
I sure do. They were this close.
So
close, yet not quite.
At least he didn't miss a field goal on that one.
Not on that one. No, you're right. We're not going to talk about any more NFL for just a little bit.
Well, you got 6 minutes.
Good. Let's talk about... I want to talk about Badger basketball.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to skip the Milwaukee Bucks if I can.
Yeah, they're a hot mess.
It's really, really unexciting to watch a team that's just sort of... flopped. That just sort of, they missed their window. The opportunity to get excited about the Bucks was the last couple of years. They were supposed to win a championship with Lillard and Giannis, and then they were supposed to tear it all down. And instead, they've just sort of held on a little too long. And now you've got Lillard is gone, replaced by Miles Turner, who has not been really good. He's been okay. Brooke Lopez is gone. And Giannis is still around, and they are the worst, if not the worst, one of the worst offensive teams in the NBA. And they could trade Giannis anytime, but even then, they've done so much bad trades and bad signings that what they get back in return isn't going to help. The Bucks are kind of at that real low spot that they were at in my youth, where they were not good enough but not bad enough. So I'm hoping they can trade Giannis here soon, help that guy out, and then just reset so we can try to get excited about young players or the draft or something with the Bucks.
Right.
So that's why I want to just talk about Wisconsin Badger basketball.
They're not doing so good all of a sudden.
I'm okay with their team. You know, like, they're sitting at 8-4.
Who's their coach?
It's Greg Gard.
Jeez,
the excitable, the personable, the not Luke Fickle, Greg Gard. Yeah. Look. Yeah, they're 8-4. They've, in the last year, because of the transfer portal and how just NCAA basketball works, there's so many different sources for players in college basketball, overseas players, Division II, other Division I's, high school, lots of echelons to try to put together a roster. And you only have, you know, 12 spots. It's not like the NCAA football where you've got a 90-man roster,
right,
and you'll just take everybody and figure it out. You really do need to figure it out in a kind of a CEO manner, who to keep, who not to keep, who to invest time in so that they stay next year, who to redshirt so they can come back next year. The Bucks have done a great job. John Tonji last year was an all Big Ten performer who transferred in from Missouri. He was putting up 20 and 25 a game for the Badgers all year. He is in the NBA. He got drafted in the second round. They've replaced him with Nick Boyd from San Diego State, Andrew Rohde, former Wisconsin high school kid, went to Virginia for 4 years. Transfer portal lets him come back for his senior year. Austin Rapp from Portland.
I keep forgetting about, I'm looking at the standings and the rankings in the Big Ten.
Sure, yeah.
And I always keep on, it's hard for me to adjust that all these new teams.
You're seeing UCLA on there, and you're seeing Washington,
Oregon,
and Oregon, yeah.
Maryland. Why is Maryland?
Well, I mean, Maryland's been in the Big Ten for a while. But
why?
Yes, it's a when you look at the kind of where the map is for the Big Ten, it is a strange just kind of a curve across to the country.
Sure.
It goes from Rutgers, New York, all the way down to Southern California, all the way up to Oregon, and then across to the Minnesotas and the Illinoises. Yeah, it's Wisconsin basketball is a top. They're going to make the NCAA tournament. They're not going to churn out NBA talent like, say, Illinois will, or, you know, Duke or Kentucky. But as far as Wisconsin's sports go, I can at least get excited about Badger basketball, knowing they're going to win 20 games, knowing they're going to be, you know, headed in the right direction. Not like Badger football. Badger football in the last year, quick year review, has gotten worse. So much worse.
I know.
It makes me real salty as a
fan.
The
fact that he's coming back.
And he's coming back. They lost their starting wide receiver, starting running back, all sorts of talent on the transfer portal. They kept their quarterback, who was the worst in football.
They kept the AD.
And their athletic director is coming back. Yeah, they've gone from 7-6 to 5-7 to 4-8.
Yeah.
That's when you fire coaches. Just do it.
Normally.
They won't. Unfortunately, they just won't.
2 minutes left.
2 minutes. I don't know. Well, I'm going to talk about the Brewers because I have a feeling I'm not going to fit it in. I just want to talk about the Milwaukee Brewers for the year that they had. They won 97 games this year, guy.
Yeah.
Franchise record. They had two long winning streaks, a 14 game and an 11 game winning streak. They beat the Cubs in the playoffs. Man, it felt good to get that done this year. That was,
I mean, it had to feel good just to win one series in the playoffs.
It has been way too long, like 10 it's since many years. Yeah. This has to have been the best Brewers season that I've been a part of, that I've experienced, that I've the ups and downs of this. The ups were so good.
Right up to the meeting the Dodgers.
Yeah. I mean, the Dodgers were a bulldozer. Yeah. They clearly were the best team in baseball, bought and paid, and absolutely played their role as best team in baseball. The Brewers played their role as one of the better teams in baseball. The future is bright.
1 minute.
Oh, yeah. They led the National League in on base percentage, stolen bases. They were 22nd in home runs. That was the crusher for them all year, was they just were not hitting home runs. They're young guys, and Jacob Mizrowski and Jackson Churio, Sal Frelick, the guys in the minor leagues. Yep, the Brewers, the future of the Brewers is really, really hot. I'm looking forward to that, mostly because I don't want to have to talk about the Bucks or the Badger football, so I'm going to get real into Brewers
30
instead.
30 seconds.
We're still doing the season of giving, correct, here
yes,
at the WDRT.
Well, next week.
You can donate any amount of money to this fine radio station, and it's such a great place. There's prizes, there's cheese, there's coffee, there's the goodwill that comes with helping people. This is such a cool place to come. I really appreciate you showing up, pushing buttons, sometimes at the right time even.
Even.
Appreciate these guys. Such a great place to come. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. Bye.